John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Theme tune time. Let's go, John. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan.
I told you there's no way I'm singing.
Come on. John and Sam in Japan. John and Sam in Japan. Yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Never gonna happen. And put your clothes back on, it's just weird.
Never!
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.
Welcome to the show. Here's John.
And here's Sam.
And this is John and Sam in Japan,
the international comedy podcast.
Listeners, apologies. There's been a slight delay, I would suggest, in this episode being released, but I still don't know when it's going to get edited. I mean, it could be like January 2024 now. We're hoping it's out. This is September 23. But John has been poorly. Oh, yeah. Everyone after 3, 1, 2, 3. How are you feeling?
Well, it's actually October. It's October the 7th, 8th.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, October 7th.
That's mental. I was just saying to John, just like 2 minutes ago, I've had a mega, mega busy day. I've literally forgotten what month it is.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. So, but anyway, are you feeling better?
Yeah. So I had COVID for a week, which was,
retro?
Now my missus works in the food industry in the offices, so she has to be really careful. So she got like all these tests. So as soon as I sort of started with a sore throat and a cough, she was like, "Right, you got a test." And as soon as I tested, it was positive. Two things about this: one, I had my back to work interview with HR.
Oh, right.
4 days after I come back, and she was just basically saying to me, "Why are you testing?" And I was like, "Well," so I said, because my missus works in that industry and I needed to test. And once I tested positive, I thought I should keep testing until I felt negative, because I still felt like shit. But usually I'd probably go into work if I felt, you know, 80%. But if I'm still testing positive, I don't want to go in. And she was like, well...
No.
You know, could you not just said it was flu? And I'm like, what? She's like, it's just put me in a really difficult position, because obviously COVID's now just viewed as a normal illness. And I'm like, that's fine. But by the same token, I don't want to be giving, you know, these vulnerable kids that I teach, you know, like some of them have got health issues.
Yeah.
I don't be fucking murdering anybody. I mean,
not innocent people. There's quite a few people you probably would like to hatchet in the head.
Yeah, well, that little twat who sits in the front row because he's naughty. Just... Sorry, son.
Sorry, Jamie.
No, because I mean, I was genuinely panicking because... I'd gone and stayed at my sister's house over the weekend, so a few weekends ago, and my brother-in-law was like, oh, he's got a sore throat, and my niece was coughing a bit. So we slept at their house, and when I woke up in the morning, my throat was just done. But my stepdad's mum, my nana, she'd been at the party. It was my niece's birthday. And so I'd been giving her a hug and stuff. And then my dad said to me, like, during the week when I was off, oh, yeah, she's not well now. So I'm thinking, fucking hell. Like,
oh, you've killed your gran.
Yeah.
Fuck.
So, yeah. So I was like, fucking shit in that. And then obviously, because I had COVID, my missus went on to full fucking Annie Wilkes from Misery mode, where, like, I was locked in the bedroom, and then like she'd go to work, and then she'd be able to tell if the PlayStation joypad had been moved an inch. Or, because I tested positive like every day for about 6 days, and by about the fifth day, like the line was coming up, but it was still coming up, but it wasn't nowhere near as dark as the other day. So I was like, kind of venturing downstairs with a mask on, and she was, "Ah, oh, yeah, what are you doing? Get back in your room." All right.
Yeah. get back in your cell.
Yeah.
Contaminated beast.
But it meant that I didn't have a drink for like 2 weeks, and basically,
which must be some sort of record for you in the last the last 30 years, would you say?
Well, I remember when I had COVID before. A couple of years ago, and you know, I got bored of being stuck in my room, so I had a few beers, and then my missus came in one day and she found like a couple of empty bottles and she went absolutely mental. So this time I had some
her beers, were they?
Yeah. So this time I had some beers in the fridge, but I just didn't dare drink them. I thought, oh, no, I'm not going to, you know. And I was bored because it was like just, I felt bad, but, you know, I wasn't, you know, I thought, oh, I could have a beer if I'm watching football upstairs or something.
Yeah,
but anyways,
yeah.
So I didn't have a drink for about a couple of weeks. And then I thought, oh, I wonder if I can just do like all of October without having a drink. And my...
I've caught up to what the date is now. It's only the 6th of October. So yeah. Was it feeling bold on the first one?
Yeah, well, so I'd done 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I thought, oh, I've got this. Played football, I felt great. I felt, you know, come out of an illness and your body feels all sort of, after the initial
refreshed,
time,
yeah,
refreshed.
Yeah.
So my mate, he was doing it as well, just by chance. So I played five-side football with him and he was making these fucking Hollywood saves and stuff. I'm like, what are you doing? He said, yeah, I've decided I'm not drinking, so I haven't had a drink for 6 days. And I was like, fucking hell, it's magic. But my other mate, my boiler, the hot water would go on, but the radiators wouldn't go on. And so he's a plumber, so he came round, and I was at work, so I left a key for him to get
sorry,
in.
Sorry, being an adult is fucking boring, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Well, no, it's good. It's good to have friends who've got, like, get friends who've got a trade.
No, for sure. But just, like, today when I was telling you earlier, I had to take my car to the car shop. I have to think about my boiler and my radiator. It's like, oh, my God. But when did that happen? Was it after kids, do you think, where you...
Well, that's just when you own your own house, isn't it? But I'd said to him, like, so he came round and he fixed it, and but I'd left him a crate of Moretti beer at the bottom of the stairs for him to have, just to say thank you for taking time out to do it. And I'd messaged him. He said, oh, I've been and done it now. It's fine. It's just the thing was stuck, so it's fixed. So I messaged him saying, oh.
So he did it for you on like on a freebie?
Yeah, yeah. So I'd messaged him saying, oh, there's a crate of Moretti there for you if you want. Like, do I owe you any money? And he's like, no, don't be silly. I said, oh, there's a crate of Moretti there. And he said, oh, I didn't take it. I said, well, I'll drop it round. He went, no, I'm doing dry October. I need to get, so I'm not drinking. I was like, fucking, I was trying to do that. And now you just left me with a crate of beer for temptation. So all that happens is last night, played football, finished, came home, sat there, started watching this French drama on Netflix with my missus and just thought, whoa.
Oh, looping,
just,
yeah.
Could just hear it calling me. So I just had a couple of beers. yeah.
You see, I'd just like to investigate this a little more because you've made claims like this before.
Yeah.
So just out of interest, when you got home last night and then you started watching the football, where were the beers at that point?
Oh, they were left under the stairs. So luckily.
Oh, so they weren't.
They weren't in the fridge.
They weren't in the fridge. Oh, no. Okay.
I ordered a pizza. There's a pizza shop across the road from me. So on a Friday, my kids go to my mum and dad's house after school with their cousins and my dad takes them to McDonald's and whatever or whatever. So me and my missus always have some on a Friday, but we couldn't be arsed cooking yesterday. So she was like, well, should we just buy a pizza? So we had a pizza. And then as soon as we've had a pizza, I'm thinking, oh, I could just do with a beer now as well.
Wow, it's a good combination.
So those beers sort of magically appeared in the fridge.
Yeah, but if they weren't in the fridge in the first, like if you'd put them in the fridge in the morning and thought, I'll just have those in November.
Yeah.
Then you're kidding yourself. But I reckon you, at the start of the day, you had good intentions at any
rate. I definitely had good intentions. Yeah. And also had a sort of a shit day at work. So.
Yeah. You had some woman telling you to fake not having Corona.
Yeah.
This is J&S in J News.
Okay, and now it's time for the news section of the show. So, Sam, what have you got for us?
This is a story from the Mirror Online. As John knows, I've researched this thoroughly and in detail. So I'm going to tell you the story. I'm going to tell you the headline. I want you to have a little guess about what the situation is going to be. So it says, couple decide to take DNA test for fun, but it doesn't end well for them.
Oh, God.
So what do you reckon has been going on there?
Well, turn out to be brother and sister.
Well, that was my first sort of guess too. But no, it doesn't seem that that is the case. So I'll give you another. I'll give you another stab.
So it's not a story from Barnsley then.
Oh, local dig, local northern rivalry.
It doesn't end well because it turns out they've both got terminal illnesses. They've both got some genetic disorder.
It does say, I don't think it is that. It does say in the kind of subheadline that it's a very dark thing. So, you have gone down that road. But let me start it for you. Let's see what happens. We can both be enlightened at the same time. When you're feeling bored, there are a number of things you can do. You can go for a walk, read a book, or you could take a DNA test to find out more about your family history.
I was just going to say, that's fucking... things you can do when you're bored, like go for a walk, go to the cinema, just choose to... Who chooses to have a DNA test because they're bored? I know, fucking shoddy writing that.
I mean, I haven't got scrolled down to it yet, but are we getting the vibes of a Read Reddit here?
Yeah, I think a filler.
So it says one young couple recently decided to do the latter, the DNA test, for a bit of, in inverted commas, fun. But the whole experience ended up being anything but. After taking the test, the woman, 27, was excited to find out some really interesting things about her ancestors. But what her 26-year-old boyfriend discovered would haunt them both for months to come.
Is this like proper off the deep end, because she's used the word haunt there, that his DNA says that he's actually dead and he's a ghost. This is awesome fucking... And it's in Texas.
We haven't got a location yet, but the next sentence is going to give you a smile. It says, the man revealed all in a post on Reddit.
Read Reddit.
In which he claims his girlfriend broke up with him because of his test results. He says the results uncovered a very dark family secret and his partner simply couldn't get over it.
Is this some massive, massive racist thing where it turns out like one of his great-great-great-grandparents was black and then she's just like some fucking white supremacist Bible basher?
Well, as you well know, I'm not sure. he said, a month ago, my girlfriend and I thought it would be fun to do a DNA test offered by Ancestry.com. This is probably an advertised... It's probably like an advert I'm reading out. Like, it's Ancestry.com on there. It's probably just a sponsored bit. They give you really a lot of info, and it took a while to go over. We were having a lot of fun with it. But then I found something out about one of my ancestors that has now caused me to lose my girlfriend. I suppose that the reason is either that or she was shagging Danny from Human Resources.
Yeah.
Probably more likely. There were a few names in my family tree that I did not recognize, he says. And after doing some research, it turns out that one of my ancestors was an infamous...
child killer.
Oh, you're very, very close. Serial killer.
Right.
But, I mean, he could be a serial child killer. I mean, it hasn't been revealed. Understandably, the man was horrified to learn this and decided to ask his family if they knew about it. He says they did, but have tried their best to disassociate the family from this person. So they're not going to say who the serial killer is.
The Dharma family have tried to distance themselves from.
His girlfriend was clearly disturbed by the discovery and his kill kit that she found in the boot of his car.
Yeah.
His girlfriend was clearly disturbed by the discovery, but he assumed she'd get over it eventually.
Unfortunately, he was wrong.
Oh, I mean, this sounds like just an absolute excuse to dump him, doesn't it? I mean, can you imagine that? Yeah, being dumped by my missus, right? Why? So on our ancestry.com, it said that, 500 years ago, I had a serial killer relative and she just couldn't come to terms with it. Fucking snowflake.
What's she doing now? She's on her honeymoon.
Yeah, she's having a threesome with the two guys she works with.
He says, this weekend, my girlfriend wanted to meet to have a serious discussion with me. She broke up with me because she could not deal with the fact that I'm related to a serial killer. She told me that she loves me very much, but explained the fact that I had the same blood as someone so evil has made her look at me differently.
Fucking hell, mate.
Do you think that that's going to be like your daughter's boyfriend excuse when they find out she's related to you?
Yeah.
I can't be with someone who's got the blood of someone like John McBride.
So evil. Somebody so evil.
After this revelation, the man asked the people of Reddit if they had any advice how he could win his girlfriend back.
Kidnapper. Get a log cabin. Log cabin. Kill all the family. Think to yourself, what
I love
would
you so much.
What would Uncle Jeffrey do in this situation?
People were shocked by the woman's behaviour and told the man he was better off without her.
Yeah.
One person commented, if she let ancestry.com sponsored content results come in the way of your relationship, her foot was already halfway out the door.
Yeah.
I would say she was more like she was halfway down the road.
Yeah.
Another replied, she was either looking for an excuse or she was a complete moron. Either way, the original poster is better off.
Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, to me, that just sounds like an absolute excuse just to dump him, doesn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, and you know, fine, fair play to him deluding himself that
she still
is
loves
the
him.
Real reason. Yeah.
I still love you, but
that excuse sounds like something that was brainstormed at 2 a.m. with her mates in eating ice cream in pyjamas, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, to be fair, if they did come up with the, how can we get rid of this dickhead? And he's like, well, I can't dump him because he's so nice. Well, why don't we just do ancestry.com and find out if he's got anything in his history that we could just use that? I mean, that's quite...
And whatever.
Who says that women are devious? Yeah. What was that? Your granddad was ginger. I can't look at you the same way.
That's fine. It's not prejudice against gingers because John himself is...
Was.
Formerly a ginger. John, I think that we could take this opportunity, by the way, to just repeat our Hannibal Lecter impressions that we did a few episodes back.
Go on.
I'm sorry I ruined your love life.
That was J&S in J News.
It's international, yeah. John and Sam in Japan.
Anyway, what's been going on with you?
I've had a bit of a manic day, but I got busted last week.
So. Standing up and having a piss in your own house.
But I wouldn't dare. but I was busted by the same police officer, if you will. So I remember I told this story a while ago back on the podcast about my wife is overly kind of fastidious when it comes to cleaning, like washing stuff. Like the classic example that, you know, one of our listeners who we refer to as Bond.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although these days he's...
Captain Birdseye.
the once proud stallion is now a dodgy fishing captain. He thought it was funny about my missus washing the goggles, rubber bit off the goggles literally every time my son goes swimming. It's insane. Yeah, yeah. So this is the kind of levels we're talking about. So, okay, let me ask you, how often do you wash your kids' pyjamas?
Kids' pyjamas? I guess it's been once a week.
Right. So my wife's policy on any clothes, not just pyjamas, but anything, is one. It's one wear.
Well, yeah, I mean, I do the underwear, work shirts, underwear, socks. I won't wash jeans after one wear. I won't wear...
No.
Well, it depends what I've been doing. Like, in a T-shirt. I've got, like, T-shirts that I wear around the house that I'm just... my slobbing clothes. But, like, if I go out and I'm socialising, then I would wash my clothes because of, germs and dust.
Yeah,
and
sweat. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Like, I think most normal people like you and I are on the same page.
Yeah.
Where with, like, you know, okay, if something is dirty, then let's wash it. But like pajamas, you've often had a bath before you go to bed. You put on your pajamas.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, she washes pajamas after one wash, but wow. I think it's mad. But I think it's mad. But in the morning, she goes. One of our kids, the old kid, he walks to school, and the younger kid, I take him to school, and she's gone by the time we're getting dressed.
Yeah.
So I often just fold his pajamas up and put them back in the drawer at the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
smart.
That'll just save on a... save on a bit of washing. And I love doing it. Like, when I'm doing it every morning. I don't do it every morning. I give him a sniff, you know. But I love it. So it's like a little, close that drawer.
Fuck the system.
Exactly. Fuck the man. I can't stand up to pee, but I can make my kid wear pajamas twice.
Yeah.
So the other night, whenever it was, she went to put on Keo's pajamas, and there was like quite a big fresh lump of blueberry jam on the front of it. And she was like, "Oh, there's jam on these pajamas." I was like, "Oh, right." She goes, "Oh, it's quite soft and wet." Right. I think Keo was wearing these pajamas last night. I was like, oh no, the system's been busted. And then she started, I could see her, like, she sort of looked off in the distance of it. She started thinking, going,
calculated.
And she's like, come to think of it, he did wear these pajamas yesterday. She said, did you put these back in the drawer? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, and I tried to cover it up. Maybe I did. I was tidying up this morning, with the laundry. I'm not sure. But all I can say is that she's very, very much on to the system.
Has she got the CCTV set up yet above the fucking... linked to a phone so she can be sat at work just checking in the morning?
I saw you put those pajamas back in the cupboard, and I saw you having a big wank.
Yeah. That was a blueberry jam. He just needs to see a doctor.
Joan summer in Japan. Jesus Christ.
Yo, Johnny McPhee and Sammy O.T. Two Brits talk a shit over a cup of tea. Probably a spot of milk and a crumpet, please. But there's someone else cooking in the kitchen. Could someone answer the burning question?
All right, and now it's time for the burning question, which was, have you ever been attacked by an animal? So, Sam, who's been in touch?
Sean Bateman got in touch on Facebook, and he said, I defended myself from a chicken once at a farm, and it was the opposite of Peter versus chicken.
Right.
Now, so I wasn't quite sure what that reference was. Do you know what that is?
No. No idea. So, is it some American kids story?
No. I thought the same sort of thing. I thought it was going to be like a sort of a... What is it? Who's the... David and the Wolf, is it? Who's the wolf guy?
It's David and Goliath. And then it's just the boy who cried wolf.
Right. So, but what it is, after I did that, I had a look. What this is referring to Family Guy. So Peter Griffin in Family Guy. Oh. And the reason why Peter fought a chicken in Family Guy, it was that during a flashback, the chicken, like this big kind of chicken guy, gave Peter a coupon and he was all happy. But the coupon was expired. So therefore, Peter was provoked to attack the chicken and a prolonged fist fight ensued, taking the two combatants all over downtown Metropolis, as I read here on familyguy.com. And then I think the Peter versus the chicken thing, I think it became like a run. I think he's quite often fighting a chicken now.
Right.
So it's Peter versus... And by the sounds of it, Peter always batters the chicken. Right. And Sean said there, I defended myself from a chicken once at a farm and it was the opposite of Peter versus the chicken. So Sean got his ass kicked by a chicken.
Right. One of the kids at school yesterday said that chickens reproduce by asexual reproduction in my friend's class. And he was like, no, they don't. And he's like, well, do chickens have sex? I'm like, yeah, of course they have sex. He's like, well, I've never seen a chicken have sex. Well, I don't think I have either, but I know. Have you ever heard of a cock? And then as soon as you say that to a room full of fucking teenage kids, what's going to happen? I said to him, you should have said, have you ever heard of a cock? Because you are one.
Mayhem ensued.
Yeah.
Well, we'll just write this one off, lads. See you next week.
Yeah. Just don't tell your parents.
Or put it on an internationally famous podcast.
Yeah. No. So John got in touch also through Facebook, and he said that he once got attacked by a cow while he was picking magic mushrooms in a field in Manchester. So.
Oh right.
I mean, you have to be quite careful there. The cows are fucking dangerous.
They are. People. They kill. They kill. They look all kind of docile, but they're.
Oh.
You wouldn't want to go to ancestry.com with them.
No, no.
Be a litany of murders.
I remember a few years ago, me and my mates all went camping with the kids and stuff, and we were taking a shortcut through this field, and my brother brought his big dog with him. And this herd of cows, when they saw the dog, they just went mental and started chasing us. So we were like running, picking up little kids, like trying to get across the wall.
Oh, wow.
And my brother's dog is docile as anything, sort of ran in between my brother's legs with his lead, tripped him up, so my brother fell in a lot of cow shit, and then had to like panic as he's fucking, you know, 50 cows are charging at him. It was
man,
it was scary, but it was genius to see. How about for you?
Yeah, I feel like I've fought a few animals and lost, you know, I feel like it ran away a lot. But when I was young, near us, there used to be like a kind of a big fancy park, and it had peacocks that would like walk around, you know, like roam free, if you like. And those peacock motherfuckers are, you know, they're pretty evil. They're pretty, but they don't like you getting near them. And, you know, probably I was 6-7 years old or something. You go near them, they kind of have a go at you. I remember, I kind of got a bit of a phobia of peacocks. What about you?
Yeah, I remember getting hit in the face by a pigeon. So it didn't attack me, it just, pigeons are stupid. There's a lot of pigeons, and I was walking down the street, and this little toddler ran into the middle, and this pigeon just flew up, but it flew straight in my face. It's down King Street in Manchester, so it's just only pedestrians. So everyone was just laughing and stuff, and I was like, ugh! So I had to run into McDonald's and wash my face, because I could just feel the pigeon filth. Like, just, it was...
Disgusting. Oh, that reminds me, actually, when we went to London when I was about 15 or 16 or something, and at that time in Trafalgar Square, famous for its pigeons, there was a guy there who sold bird seed. He's not there anymore, obviously, like health and safety and stuff. But we bought some and we were feeding it like 50p for a pack or something. And in at the time, I had like curtain style hair, you know.
Yeah.
And my mates thought it would be funny to throw the seed in my hair. Oh. So they threw seed at me. And this like flock of pigeons attacked me, and I fell over. I'm not kidding. I was lying on the floor. They were throwing more and more seed on me. I don't know, 50 pigeons fucking pecking me. That.
Gang raped by like, pigeons.
I was. very sore pecker. There was literally Japanese tourists taking photos of me on the floor covered in pigeons. I probably taught one of them.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, that would give me nightmares. Pigeons. Yeah. Just before we were on air while I was waiting for you, I was watching, just scrolling through social media. There's a video of like a guy talking to his mate through his car window. And as they're chatting, this bird shits down the car window. And so his mate, who's outside the car, is laughing, pointing at this shit on the guy's window. And then for some stupid reason, the guy who's outside the car window keeps putting his tongue near it, like pretending to lick it. But then the guy who sat in the car is watching his mate pretend to lick this bird shit. Then he just presses down on the window. So the window goes down and smears his mate's tongue with the bird shit. I was like, absolute brilliant.
Yeah. Hatto's off.
Yes.
Niche. Google it.
Your bird request with DJ on the show. It's JohnJohnSinsinJapan@gmail.com on the Facebook and Twitter.
And that's all for today. Just leaves me to say thanks to everyone who got in touch. Don't forget JohnAndSamInJapan.com and JohnAndSamInJapan@gmail.com.
Is that not the same thing? Confused me then. John and Pants.
No, I said the website. The email address. They just both end in .com.
Yeah, and we're on Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Pro.
So it's been a while, hasn't it?
Pro team. I'm still thinking about that guy licking the shit off the window.
So this episode's made a question. Have you ever tasted shit? do let us know on social media so everybody else can do. So, well, what was the... In honour of the...
who's your most evil relative? Is that what this is going to be? Names.
Yeah, I was going to say... Has your relative ever killed someone? No, just more... I was just going to go more general. Have you got any famous relatives or, like, throughout history? Is your ancestry... Have you got anybody famous or infamous?
Yeah. Yeah. God, I better do some digging.
Yeah, that's probably what his great uncle said.
Oh, catch you later.
Catch you later.
It is time to go. That's the end of the show. If you liked it, write a review.
5 stars or F you.
And if you want to get in touch, we'd like that very much. Send a tape of your comedy. Not a tape, just an MP3. Send us some comedy or a song that is funny. Send us your favorite bit.
But we don't want your dick pics.
It is time to go. That's the end of the show. Tell your friends and your family.
Or even the people you married.
You should join in. Answer the burning question. Send a new story, preferably something we can find about. We're on the social media sites, Facebook and Twitter, day and night. It's John and Sam in Japan at gmail.com.
And if you do this, then maybe, just maybe, Sam will put his clothes back on.
John and Sam in Japan, the international comedy podcast.